Men. Sit. Hey. Ich übermaß von Mutter. Let's go right back over that. Page Shin Kufs Adial for my proof anyway. Towards the bottom with the brackets. Agav Echtel Drapella Sharisi the Magad Mishnah Perikin Alf Michel Shabbat Locha Yudzayim. Amashakosa Varan Bam Shama Locha Yudzayim. Roshem told us, Kosev, who Keta, a Roshem Mishnah Vitsuras by Kosev, the Shoshar Vachayotze Bazen, says the Magad Mishnah. Roshem told us, Kosev, Mishnah Rabbona. And Rabbi Yosef, Lachivish de Yosios, Ela Mishnah Roshem. Shekin Kosev, Karshem Mishnah, the Ezra Ben Zugo, Pirisha Vein of the Pirisha Mishnah. We saw the Mishnah yesterday, Pirisha Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yosef, Oyesha Roshem, Abifne Atzmo. Uksiva Shte Yosios, Vavadu Mishnah Roshem. Fishakav Chayosim Mishkan, Elach Gamosim. Ela told us Kosev, who Adkan Shana Rabbi Magid. Leodati Beuro. Ela Kosev Shteyosios, who Kosev Mamish. Velo told them. Mishkan Dafayan Gil. Vimlo Manikabanos, all the Indian Mishima, the Sritos, the Alma, who told of the Kosev. Umasha Kosev, Ramba Misham, the Elach Rabbi Yossi, Hainu, the Abbas Neatsmo, Gamzeino. The Rambam Shom lo Mari b'inyan Sritas Klal. Elo, Rabosai, Linyan im Ksila Shteyosios Chiyuvim Mishim Kosev or Mishim Roshim, Ayin Shom. Not discussing Sritas. Aile Gemara Zad Kuf Gimel and Beis Rabbi Yossi im Sorat Beis Sritas Chayev Memeilo Nafkolon Zef an Alkro. Kev on the Sfirle Rabbi Yossi the Shteyosios Enim Bechlak Siva Adayin. Virak Mishim Roshim Chayav, Tusim and Bialmo. Mimela, we know, Im Kena Fila Beis Sritas, Gamken Bichlauze, Umimela. La Rambam, the post of the Pirisha Mishim is Enoch of Yossi, El the Beis Osios Chiyuva Mishum Kosef, Eno Mishum Raya, Lirushima, Du Bichlau Malacha. Why? The Bekarshia Mishim, they call it Osios. Kamash Pirisha Mishim Shom. Okay, Masha Vibraisa, the Rabbi Yosef the Tamei, Chidish Din Zed, the Sweet of Bechal Malachu, the Messiah, the Fichach im Sora Sweet Achas Vechule, Ein Shah, Masha the Tanakama, Potter the Sweet. Fichin Masha the Gemara, the Lachi Pot the Tanakama, Shol the Smolo, Shol the Smolo? What do you have, the Yersa?
Yeah,
Shol. Shol? Shol. Should be Kosi the Smolo? I don't know what that means. Okay, I forgot to look up all these new ones anyway. Began called Divri Amagat Piri. Began called Divri Amagat Mishche, we Divri Rabbi Yossi, we call Divri Amagat the Pole with Pele! Dai Roshim Shazachar Aramba Minyan Acheru, the Lord Messiah, Ketzer the Roshim Rishon and Vechule, Udvara Mavur, Behdi Rishon and Perkal God of Allah Bait, the Lord Zachar Klami and Rishima Sritus, Masha the Srile, Zain and the Bechlal, Kosev Klal. Bechain mash, be mash a posgah cause of a small pot or canal. Came mash a posgah of a youth being in cause of stay, being in cause of stay osios. Dafka sheesh remains a table, we'll get to that later. To go on sheesh, taste, chayev. Abel alef, alef, putter. Kamosh a cause of a young maga mishna shah. Vim no one that feel a stay rishimas chayev. Kim la fara azem ishtay rishimas. Chon kol tanoyim, the sviel of shamma gemar alef alef azarecha. Lo mechayev, a kovo sviel a Gam Kane, the Rishimas Gamma Pot. But he says that the Magad Mishnah mix up the word Rishimas. Then I have the Rav Shiur called the Rishimas. You remember, right? The Rishimas Shiur. The word Rishimas means many things. But the word Rishimas, he says, he's confused. Roshem, it means a line. That talk of the Rambam is absolutely Potter. And when the Rambam said, Roshem told us Kosev, Roshem Risham and Vitzuras has nothing to do with the word Roshem in Shas Bavli. That's what the Rambam used that expression in his Hebrew. Nothing to do with the term of art found in Talmud Bavli. That's the pshat. The question is, it's a very serious accusation, if you will. The question is only, can we somehow squeeze the Magad Mishnah? He also meant that. So I looked once or twice, Maybe. Not so simple. But he didn't mean it. The whole kasha is a mind-boggling kasha. I don't see how it's possible to answer it. Unless you want to reinterpret the Magen Mishnah, that he wasn't referring to the sreita like this. That is impossible. It's not a pot, it's not a tolda. It's nothing. Perhaps. Maybe we should look again in the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah just to see, you know, give him a fair shake. If he got bashed there by the Rambam, he probably should took up the pieces. So let's read the Rambam. Oh, I'm sorry. Whee! Rambam. Let's first read the Rambam before we get to the Mishnah, before we get to the Magen Mishnah, it's only fair to see the Rambam himself. Hilchos Shabbos. We're in Perek Yudalef. Where's this Magen Mishnah? Yudalef. Very end. Roshim told us close. Here we are. Kate said our Roshim. We saw it. We have to read it again. We saw it word for word in the Bir Halacha. Okay. Now, the Sarte, you already saw it. Different story. We saw this all Rambam. Now let's go to the links and see the Magen Mishnah. See if you can possibly read it differently than in the simple shot. Maybe. Mishnah Babona. Lochivu Eshteosios Ella Mishim Roshe. Shekin Kosvin al Karshe Mishleda Ezabenzuga. Pierce made a Pierce of Mishnah. That's a Yossi. Sheroshim will Abbef Neatma. Sivish David Osios Bulvad, Pumishim Roshe. Fishakahi Osim Mishnah. Lenach Kamosa. Until now, we can survive. Here is the biggest problem. Ella told us a ko sevu. On a simple level, he's saying that Roshe was like this, is told us kosa. It's not kosa, it's pata. That's very hard to. It's hard to understand, unless you want to say, Ella told us kosa goes back to the Reisha. It's very schwer. Very schwer. The Rashi is our Pirish Acha. Let's open up to the Gemara. What does it mean, Rashi? Open the Gemara. Rashi, Pirish Acha. Take a look. Rashi, Pirish Acha. I think what he means, see, it's hard to parse it. That means Rashi, Pirish Acha, different than the Pirish of Mishnayas Laramba. Let's take a look. What did Rashi say? Rashi, the Mishnah says, Mishim Roshe. Yossi says, the kosev l'shtei v'shashem v'shtei v'shimas b'yalma l'simen is chayim. What does he say? Rambam disagrees with that? It's unclear to me what's Perish Acha? Is he saying pshat, that the Rambam learned pshat in the Mishnah, that Roshe means Roshe Tzuris? Right? Like the paintings of the wall? That's what it means. They didn't do that in Karshe Mishka. They actually wrote letters. And we interpreted to mean, since they wrote letters, which had no mashmos, didn't make any sense as normal prose. So therefore a line might also be chayav. It's according to Rabbi Yossi. Again, I'm trying to defend the Magen Mishnah that he didn't mean what he thinks, what it looks like he meant. Because if he meant it, I have no answer to the questions of the onslaught, if you will, of the Bir Halacha. I don't have another answer. I don't know. Now, if anyone has a better teretz, please let me know. It's not referring to the Sreita, right? And you can't say, then you attack a potter. Rather, you're referring to? He's referring to the pictures. The pictures is told of the Kosev. Maybe. And as a matter of fact, you go back to the Rambam. So we have it over here. Halacha Tezayin. Another very important Rambam. Hakosa b'sor chayim neshu or afal pisha chamimus b'sor maveres haksav lachazman. Where's the domal haksav shenimcha? Avla mesaret al b'sor tzuris haksav. Pot. I call to Mitzrayim, right? No. Maybe you should say, see from here, that Mesaret is not Kosev. So if Mesaret is not Kosev here, right? So Mesaret shouldn't be Kosev here either. I, Roshim, has told us Kosev. It doesn't mean Mesaret. What does it mean? Pictures. Since you have pictures on your skin, you'd also be Chayiv. These are new style, tattoos, pictures on the skin, but also be Chayiv. But not a scratch. So it seems clear in the Rambam. So I'd rather reinterpret the Magen Mishnah if I could, but I must say it's a little bit dochuk in his language to say, because he means it, but he says he means, but it seems to mean it's a pella. The last word is told to the close. It doesn't go back on the Srita. Srita is potter. It goes back on the first line. Rosh Hashim told us close, maybe. The best I can do in the Magen Mishnah. Fine. Rabosa. It's interesting, Rabosa. Let me ask you a question. Isn't it true, if you write on your skin, has anyone ever written on your skin that you want to write something down? You have nothing, you have. How long does it last? A couple of days, right?
Well, if you don't wash your hands.
Let's say you wouldn't wash your hands. You write, well, you know, you put it in a place where, when you take a shower, it doesn't get to. I don't know. I won't go into too many details about that. Or well, you don't take a shower. Shivish. Showers, if you shiver, you're not in a shower from Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Hey, do it. So that's part of covered shops. Okay. So if you write, you take a shower of Shabbos and you write something on your skin. Next Friday, you go into the shower. Will it still be there?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. It will?
Yeah, I think.
Huh? Yeah.
Depends on the ink. It depends on
how much you sweat. But it might be there. Might be there a week later. I'm not going to try it. I'm just.
Take a
is it much to try on the skin?
I think so.
Really?
Whether it's tattooing, so is kaka. So is kaka, it's permanent. Okay.
I think
someone wants to
write a phone number.
Yeah, guys, someone wants to write a phone number now. Now you have it as a cell phone. You don't have to write anything down anyway. Pens are almost going out of style. But in the old days, there's no paper. Make a note or something. Or by mistake. By mistake, I think of my things. That does happen. I'm trying to write something, and I thought I put the pen, I have a pen like this. So I thought it was in this position, really in this position. I put it, oops. I have a mark on my finger. That's for a week. I don't know. And I have to pay attention next time it happens by accident. See how long it lasts. Okay. Rebosa. But in any event, what did you write for a week? I will use ink. I buy ink. Disappearing ink. It's going to last for a week. It's going to disappear. My chayav potter. Let me ask you a question. Chayav potter. Disappearing ink. I recommend you read a beautiful article by Dr. Rafi Holkawa, who's a fine Talmud Chacham, was in Einstein Medical School. He wrote it in Verapo Yerape. This came out last year. I believe it's a very nice talk about disappearing ink because of doctors and things of this nature. Yes?
I remember specifically in the Army, they give a talk that it's better to type something on a computer than write. They have special Shabbos pens there.
Right, the Shabbos pen is one thing, but the computer is better. We'll get to that today. So I believe. So the disappearing ink, it's potter. It has to last a while. We already saw that in Sharatim, one place seems to be shot in the Mishnah here, and right in the same daf, Kuf Beis and the Beis, the last line. No, not the last line. The third line. Zach Cloud. Kol Osa Malacha Malachta Miskayemes. Where's the Mercha Tipcha? Miskayemes B'Shabbos? Or Miskayemes? B'Shabbos Chayim. Where's the miracle? Where's the tipcha about that? Follow me? Anyone about Korea? You want to talk about the truck? What's chat? The third line, fourth line. Kol osa malacha malachta miskayemes b'shabes chayev. How many words are there? Kol osa malacha malachta miskayemes b'shabes chayev. Seven words. The last three words. Is it miskayemes b'shabes chayev? Or is it miskayemes b'shabes chayev? How long is miskayemes? Forever. The Rashi learns that way. Kolosa malacha malachta miskayemes. See, there's an extra do about me. You put the dot there. Shiyesh meskayemes chayotei bo vein mosif aleh. B'shabes chayev. Ha'osa malacha koi. Not a miskayemes. Rashi's clear. Rashi's the best Rebbe. Don't learn pshat miskayemes b'shabes. It's a run-on sentence. If you're a Balkari, you tell you to go back. You read it that way. But the Rambam is quoted as saying the other way around. Take a look at Sharatzi, and it's a very shvera shara. We were here once before. He seems to learn that way. I think it's in Shimon Shin Gimel. I think it was Samaches, if I recall. I think we were here once before. See it again. Oh. He quotes as follows. Yimalach l'mizkayim, it's the third line in Sharatzi. Kamen iksiva kaimel to be in a dafka shichla v'davar mizkayim. So the Rashi, the way the Pshat attributes to the Rambam is very, very schwer. Because May Paris can last beyond Shabbos. And beyond that, do I write Friday night as soon as it gets dark? I write Shabbos just before Shkir? It depends on how it's there till Abdullah. That doesn't make too sense. Follow me? We'll get to that a little later. We'll talk about Soveh. Hopefully it's starting on Sunday. See out of the Shema. It's a shver pshat in Rambam. Did Rambam really mean it? I don't know. Did Rambam really meant that? Hard to believe. It's hard to believe. Oy bazoi, if I write on my skin and sweat's going to take it off, so why am I chayiv? So I saw a wacko pshat in the Divrei Yechezkel. He said, you know, it's true that when you write on your fingers and on your hand, as people write most commonly, it can't last forever because the body fluids that come out, the sweat, the tear duct, whatever, you know, I'm not a biologist, whatever things come out of the pores are ultimately for sure gonna erase. Correct? That's a fact of biology? Why? Look, you have the internet. Look it up. I write with pen in my hand. How is it on the list? Yeah?
It's more than that too because the top layer of skin falls off.
It sheds, exactly. The whole thing's gonna disappear. So yeah, I'd like you to find out for me on the internet. How long is it going to take for right on my hand for either for the skin to shed, the sweat will knock it out. I wonder how long it'll take. How long can it take right now? Not that long. Oh. Says it to Rabbi Yechezkel, forgive me if you hold your sides. What if someone will cut off his hand? That's the example he gives. It's only in yeshivas. We don't mean this in real life. The Chalil of Achaz, his hand gets cut off, it'll last forever. No more sketting, shedding of the skin. No more sweat coming out. Aye, but it's not cutting off his hand. Yeah, that's like somebody else coming and erasing it. Fascinating dugma. Look it up yourself. I don't even want to read it. It's so hot, but I have to tell it to you. Divrei Yechezkel, Siman Dalet, and the Sukkot and Rav. That's what he says. Someone else? No, that's what he says. And that's why, for example, if you're riding a board, go to Mordecai on the board answer. I can't find your lesson, your etymology lesson's not here anymore. But anyway, if you leave it, the guy's going to come and erase it tonight, the people who clean up the yeshiva. Be chayim anyway. You did it on Shabbos. Because if someone's coming to erase, who cares? So here, your skin and your shedding skin and your sweat pores, like somebody else coming to erase it. That's what the mashal that he gives to explain why you'd be chayim. Oh. But take a look as far as what shiur of Shal Kayama, if we're in real, is take a look at the Bir Halacha Siv Dalet, Shin Mem Siv Dalet, the Ramaschil, so this was before, a long time ago, B'mashkin. Shin Mem Dalet B'mashkin. Look what it says, Rabosai. Ayin Barashba. It's page 378, less than halfway down. The first word line is Barashba. Ayin Barashba, Kuf Shabbos, Kuf Tezavah, with Beis, the Ramaschil Hod Armina. L'inyan Chiyim Shabbos, Lo be'inan sheyichlo b'mashiskay maksav liola. No. Other mekayim mitzas. What's that? Asher darkon shel b'nei adam lichto b'hen dvorim she'ein asuyim lekayim liola el zman echad k'sifrei hazichronos v'chayotzei b'hen. Inyan Shabbos. Melechus machshavos hi. Lo be'inan sheyiskay liola k'dyo. The Tosfos the same thing. Ayin shem. Lifi zeh nira. That calls it a Cleo Ferris. One, Iparon. What's an iparon? A pencil. Hano kayom. Ben asokum. Lichter and a cheshmon of saying. The zikaron. Chayev. It's not like the aver and gittin, which knocks out the rice. You see, Cleo Ferris, Mishuma, Niko, Miskayim. Yeah, it could last a long time. Adkan, Tichayev. Period. So what's the definition, this Rashba? Where did Rashba come from? He obviously comes from a definition, what's Derech B'nei Adam. We both said those who have Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Okay, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Footnote 42. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying it's not enough to last a few days because the May Paris lasts a few days. He did an experiment. And you're still not chayv. Okay. So it has to last a longer time than that. So where do you draw the line? Footnote 42, which is on page Kuf Tzadiches, is extremely important. Extremely important. Watch this. He quotes the Rambam that the Sharatzian Shin Gimel Sif Kod Samaches that we saw said proved like him. That's enough to this guy and just left the Shabbos off. Let's take a look inside and see. Perek Tes. Look inside. Halacha Gimel. What? Shabbos is wrong. Something is wrong. Let's try Perek Yud. Wait a minute. Let's try Perek Tes again. Made a mistake. Halacha Yud Gimel. A lot of typos. It says Halacha Yud Gimel. Watch what it says. Look, Ein Atzovea Chayev At Shiyet Seva Miskayin, Avot Seva Sheina Miskayin. Klal, Don't you have your Srak? This is already next week's Shia, but we're touching on it already now. O Shashar, Al Gabe Barzel O Nechoshes V'Tzvo Potom, Shira Temaviru L'Shaitav Ein Atzovea Klum, V'Kol Sheein Melachtol Miskayemes. Purposely stop it. B'Shabbos, stop it again. Potter, you fill in the trump and Rambam. Impression conveyed to the Sharatzian was, if it don't last for Shabbos, it's Potter. We like to read it like Rashi. B'kol she'ein melachto b'skayemes, comma, B'Shabbos Potter. Now, it's a little bit funny because Rambam messes with the word B'Shabbos. It's all little Shabbos. Strange. But that's... It's complicated. It's complicated. Now. So I'll read you what he says over here in footnote 42. Mashma l'chor d'sage b'kiyum l'shabbos l'chud. And what's the second verse, says Rabbi Karp? Look. Avot sevesh ena miskayim klal potter. Klal. If it lasts even for one day, till Abdullah, it's already chayv. Aye, by kosev, it's not that way. By kosev, it's clear you need, like Sibir Zichronos, that's what the Rashba says, and the Rebbe Father Ram disagrees. Look what he explains. The din zel kloli b'melachos Shabbos. Is this safer on the Hebrew books? It's Melachos Shabbos for Shabbos? No? Who klali b'melachos Shabbos, but binyan, the kailan, the binyan, the shah, who binyan, the saga b'kiyam, the Shabbos, the chud, tzovea, dino k'sham, melachos, the saga b'kiyam, the Shabbos, k'shon ramama. I kosev? No! You need rishumo omeid. Ramam himself said so. In Perek Yud Aleph, you need rishumo omeid. Where is this halacha, tezvav? If ein reshuma omeid, mashkin may peiris, right? Or dio al aliyarakus in omeid potter. So that's going to last for one day. Come on. So why is there a difference in the criteria of Miskayim with respect to Kosa and Tovea? What's the difference? Look what he says.
I mean, I think it is on
your books. It is?
Right now.
Yeah. So let's get it. Let's wind it up and see how it's inside. You get it. It's Chelik base. A lot of people see things inside. Why not? The Mechaber spent so much time writing it. You should have the opportunity to read what he has to say. The Mechaber Choshev Ma'od. Never met him. But it's obviously a very big time with Chosh. Okay. Shabbos. Please be patient because it's worth seeing. I'd like people to see things inside. Don't trust the Rebbe till you see it inside. Okay, it's Chelik Beis. Chelik Gimel.
There's only two.
Oh.
No, it's there. I'm sure it's there.
No, there's only...
Aleph and Beis or just Beis?
Yeah, Aleph and Beis.
Come on. It's so arbitrary. Huh?
Maybe Ozrachov.
Try Ozrachov?
Damn.
Oh, it's arbitrary, is
it? Can you try
it? I mean, you can say...
I'll try Ozrachov.
Okay, try. That's unbelievable. It's so close. Like they have everything. But they have this is only on Ebenezer, and this is only on this. Oh, it's arbitrary. Okay, whatever.
People using it on Shabbos itself.
Let me read it to you because you may not get it. Let's first pay attention to me, and if he gets it on the board, fine. If not, you'll have to rely on my read. We have someone else who has it. Just make sure I'm reading it right. Watch this. Al kolponim choser bi'etzem aksiva ukima b'kosher kesher shel kayama. People write, it's information. About the definition of information is to be stored. If it can't be stored for any significant period of time, you're going to be potter. Mashenken Soveya, Vukumo Kol Tikun Dover, Visagi Vitikun Adover Hanitzba, Alpha Pishu the Shah, Kumo Binyan the Shah. Look at this wild example he gives. Oh, Pishu the Shah! I cook up water, Belach, Achitstane. You have it?
I have it, but it's in my guest. It doesn't matter.
Froze, okay. So you cook up water, it's not going to last for too long, it'll be hot. Doesn't make a difference. Abel ein derech b'nei odom limkor ksav v'omeh l'shov v'chakach achaz man nimchak v'zeh borur. What's the Haley Rabbi Karp saying? He's saying it all depends on the malacha itself. Every malacha has to be judged independently because it's based on malachas machsheves. So when it comes to malachas machsheves rabosai, of Kosev, it's going to be a longer term. The Rashba said whatever was normally done at that time. Found it?
And I have it, but it's not the. It's not reading it that it's from the library.
No, it's not that. They only have so many licenses to use at the same time.
I mean, someone else in the yeshiva was using it.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, I'm not using
okay.
It.
Okay. Someone else. Okay. We're out of luck.
They have it. See, okay. Chelik
you have Chelik Gimel?
Okay, in the future.
Then we should find out a way how to overcome this somehow.
They have to buy more. I think they probably bought like 10 or something.
What kind of Rebbe gets certain priorities? Is it Tzorchei Rabim for certain hours? I'll give my hours and say, well, I want priority for these hours. Yochad Rabbi Loch Rabim. You're a Rabbim here.
Bought like 10 licenses.
You got it?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, someone just got off the screen. Someone else in the library, someone just turned the to the bathroom or something like that. So we get on quick before he comes back.
Okay.
Call a kaidem zacha. That's what it looks like. Okay. But kids are, this is extremely relevant. And we're going to have to see, could this thing change? Is it changing from, I'm asking now a serious shot before I get to what I really want to talk about. Is it change from malacha to malacha? Or is it change from time to time and place to place? What will happen if for some reason they'll start a new style of being co-safe? When you are, it's going to race. Be a new style. It's going to race right away. Should we say that now it's going to be a new star? For example, it says here, Otzer Chachma. It's going to already disappear from the screen. So it's all meant to disappear shortly.
Okay. It's not going to... It's not
matter. Right. Forget it.
If it's in the first 40 pages.
That's not
the... Page Kuf Tzadikas. Whatever. Thank you for trying to help. But here I'm telling you, I went to look it up. I'll try to leave it for you. Page Kuf Tzadiches, the last paragraph. Is that going to change with the times and the places? Or it's etched in stone? Every malacha, right? Because things can't change. Derech b'nei Adam. What if Derech b'nei Adam changed? Now people do things on the screen. I'll come to that in a second. He talks about the screen also. I wanted to show it to you, but you don't have it. I can't show it to you. You'll have to hear it from me again. This is footnote 42. I'm going back to footnote 12. Footnote 12. Footnote 12 in the same beautiful Sefer. Is this false? Last two lines. Page Kuf Peye. V'nireh she'ein ledamos lezeh. If you write on your skin. K'siva v'tzilim ha'nireh agabi masach. What's a masach? Screen. Loma d'choshet d'barav d'avra m'skayim k'dohachah. Someone should think that writing on the screen in the computer is like what? Is like writing on your skin? No. The shani hacha, the haksav atzmo ksav gomuhu, rakhamimus habasar maveres also mochkoso, avu ksav agami masach, haksav mitzaratzmo ein lo kiyum. Tare nitzrach kol rega lahakrona al gabov, shein nire haksav. It's not ksav at all, says Rav Karp. I think it's correct. Oh, this is very, very important. Very important. Oh. So now the question is, here in footnote 53, what about going into a place where someone is filming you? These are the closed circuit cameras. He writes as follows on top, Siflam and Babes, page Reish Aleph. If it's got security, got nothing. I gain nothing from it, my picture. Only that the Gana's picture, not me. Mutta midina li konesha. But if Yeshal in Yandra Matslemos Elu, if you're going to gain from the what's taking a picture, Eli konesha. 53, Shamati Magrishal Yashiv. So you shouldn't go in there if you want the picture to be seen. What do you mean you want the picture to be seen? What's the case? See you soon. Keva de medina em bezachshash doraisa. Why? There's four reasons. One, kilachayad. Whoa, it goes back to yesterday. The last day of the week. Kilachayad? I'm walking in front of a screen. Why is that kilachayad? We thought fakert. We thought it's not called kilachayad. Because even though it's an abnormal way of doing ksiva, assuming it is ksiva, but it's a pu'ula regila. Let's just say, obsegration, sir. It's a pu'ula regila, but only obsegration. That was what we thought about Chokhmas Rabbanu Levush. Yosha spoke in riddles. You know what he means exactly. But he threw in his kalachaya, shalokadaka. The gav of obsegration, the lo nichale, because you don't really need it. Then he says, here's his biggest chiddush. Ve'eino mis'asek b'ksiva klal, ela osa b'derech ilucho, k'shagufo eino nogea, u'mis'asek imze klal, as I medina ein marsa malocha mis'yachas elav klal. Whoa, you have to be Rabbi Yashin to say this. He's saying, if I don't touch it, and I'm not doing it, p'sanutzvar, sanam alech l'achshev, it's nothing to do with me. If I said that, they would throw me out of the base of Medrash. Wait. You did it. Who cares if you didn't touch it with your hands? But Rabbi Yashin is the God of Ladar. We'll see others said the same thing. Ach lemaisa omar lahachra mazeh b'mkoma shenichalei b'nei tzorka. What's an example of nichalei? Here's a beautiful example. Kagom. B'mokom sh'asuya ha-matzlema l'shmor ala nichnas v'munyim b'zeh b'chol. I don't think that works. I don't care about the ganovim. I give a better example. In certain apartment houses, when there's a door locked, I don't have a Riverdale. There's a security guard at the main entrance to the building. And then, all the way in the bottom, because on the other side of this bed, behind the building, is an opening with a camera. And if the security guard knows you as a tenant in the building, he recognizes your face, he'll buzz and let you in. There you want it out to be on the screen to see you and buzz you in. That's the example I'd rather give. Here, It's only fun to get up, not to see me. I have to see the guy running and giving me a bear hug. The guy that they want to see, not they want to see me. But Rabbi Yosha seems to, again, that's what he says. That's what he says, Rabbi Osai. But then he says something else. I have to tell you, happened in my building. The co-op board in my building approached me. They want to put in a security camera. So, well, why do you want to chat? I told him. No, before I go any further, this example that I gave, I think it's a better example, is found in the Aruch HaShabbos. I know I saw it somewhere. Those who have it can look inside. It's in Perek Yud Aleph. No, not Yud Aleph. Kosei, what's Kosei? Perek Tetzvav. Perek Tetzvav is Kosev, excuse me. Kosev Mochach and Soveya. In Perek Tetzvav, Heora Nun Hey. The long Heora. They give this example. The last two lines of page, Tuf Mem Hey. Binyan she'ev shel ikanes elav b'lisha teirot tmunaso al gabi masach oz posech lo ha-sho'er the goyesha domen as adelis da'as ha-gvish al yashiv lesos os because it's you don't have the throw-up situation lo nichole, it's very much nichole. I'm not sure if you can call it a situation. That's what he's doing. He's smiling for the camera. That's the example, that's a better example, I believe. Vita. So they asked me in the co-op, well, what do you do? I said, can you turn it off for Shabbos? No. I said, you know what? The screen, who's going to look at the screen anyway? No, it's a case that someone steals, we'll catch it. Now in New York, there's everywhere. You have to turn there. Don't try to be a god of it. It's a bad time to be a god of it. They caught the Boston Marathon, they got those guys. There's screens, there's cameras everywhere. Everywhere. Here's what Shrosh Lanz said. We're cooked. I and Rav Oza Shamas who come Masech HaMasev and Nechtov. It's Rav Musa. They're always looking. Now you don't have to be such a big mimer. They're really looking. I spoke about it in my shul Shabbat Shuv. I said that people are looking. I want to install on my shul one of those things that look like a camera. Not really. That won't be real. So when you want to talk in shul in the middle of davening, you'll say, don't think that Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're looking from the corner. They make it more graphic. They just point to the corner. That point is to Hashem. And we saw pointed to the Shemayim. And they point to the corner. The cameras go. They talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. I said, you know what you should do? Make it digital only. No screens. So if a Ganav comes and they report it, and they want to look at it the next day, they'll be able to access it. So the kishkas of the computer there, whatever, I don't know how these things work. That's what they did. So there's no screens anywhere. There's no, in our building, no screens. None. Assume that's really working, it's only bluff. But if it's really working, it's going into the digital kishkas of the machine, that's not considered to be deceive at all. Let's see right over here. Footnote 53 asterisk. Matzlemos hamuf olos lo masach. Like a call, niklat the machshev sheniftach liyachar haShabbos, horag vishal yashiv shlita, ein bezeh hashash klal, the ein kam ksiva b'masach, umi yishuma reshiva b'machshev in the computer, ein lochush, keva sherishiva b'machshev, ein ani keres klal, v'nasas me'alel lo kavana v'chashiva slo shayach l'dun hazeh mishum kozeh afmed rabbanan, lochein mekomo sherotzim lahafel matzlemos sheshmir meganovim. Umistovim Sham Anashim Bishabis, Hora, Shicholim, Hafilam, Shamasal Mechubim. That was the next thing. If there would have to be screens, turn off the screens for Shabbos. I did better than that. No screens. And when I passed in for the building, I didn't know about this. I have a habit to have Rabbi Yosha on my side. It's always good to have good all the other on your side. And says exactly what I said. Okay. Rabosai. What about here in this sefer? He quotes others who say the same thing. He quotes it from with a bigger mekhila, from Rav Sternbuch, the Tshuvas Vanhagas. This is page Tuf Ben Vav here, line 2. Chelik Beis in the Kuf Pei Tes. You know what he says? He quotes the same thing from the Shev from Rav Tzalo Stern, top line here on the footnote. Hatmuna Shagami Hamosach Eino Tzir Klal. In other words, in front of a mirror, I ask you a shayla. But you walk in front of a mirror on Shabbos. Yes or no? What do you mean? You're painting. It's a picture of you on the mirror. What are you doing? No, it's a serious shayla.
Can you make a shadow on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You can make a shadow on Shabbos? No. No. The answer is it's garnished. So the Tzelech HaKhofa says, what a beautiful title. B'tzeil ha-chachma. He said that the shadow. In the mirror is a shadow. On the ground is a shadow. On the sidewalk. In the mirror is a shadow. And on the screen is only a shadow. It's nothing. Then it's butter, even in the case that I just described. Where the janitor or the doorman will let you in. Because it's only a shadow. Let's say it's a mirror. Let's say they're not screen. The old days, a mirror. So they have a big security there. You know, it's tight security. I stand there, it's a mirror. And he sees me through the mirror. Lets me in. What? It's also called safe. For sure not. So too, it's like a mirror. So that's mutti even in that case, according to Rav Sternbuch and according to the B'tzeil HaChachma. He quotes this both from here, he quotes it in this sefer. In 55, quotes of Sternbuch, B'tzeil HaChachma. And then he quotes the same from Rav Rosner and Rav Karelitz. And this is Karelitz Shlita. It's nothing. That's a different approach. I'm Heter Gama. Heter Gama, completely Heter Gama. What happens, what he calls over here in Siflam and Gimel, page Reish Beis, Machshirim Digitaliim. What does that mean? What does it mean? What did you say?
Digitals.
You can't use them on Shabbos. If it's a result of you using them, listen carefully, Mishtaneh HaKituv V'HaSfarot Shebehem. Which means, if you have a refrigerator, which has the temperature on a reed on the outside, you now use it. If you open it, what happens? Goes up from 40 degrees to 42 degrees. It's all written up. That's Rav Heinemann's godless. He spoke to General Electric, Shabbos mode, where it's disconnected. And that's necessary. Necessary. Same with some ovens. You open the oven, it'll go from 300 to 280, you know. That's what Shabbos, there Shabbos mode is good. Beyond that, I'm not saying anything. But for that, Shabbos mode is excellent. Okay? And if you have the new stuff, you have to get it. Or it's disabled in some other way. I think it's completely correct. Not on level Doraisa, but on level Darabonan. I think so. And even though it's Enak Sab Meskayim Klav and El Nachazman, Ein Lema Moshes, okay? Nonetheless, but Darabonan. Besides, he says, Mavir Mechabe Machabe Patish and Bona. He threw in, by the way, as an aside, four more Avmalachos. Sorry for Kosek. That's a little bit harsh, these four more Avmalachos. I don't know. I think it's cold. I think, am I correct? It's cold light. These LEDs. It's not hot, correct? So it's take away Mavir and Mechaber. That's out of the question. Makab and Patish? What? That's if you create them. This is Derech Tashmisho. Take that out. Bona? Maybe he means the Chazon Ish Shita. Every electric circuit is a bona. Maybe you're doing some circuitry. Maybe. But frankly, I think it's a little... He went and looked out too machmer over here, if you ask me. I don't think so. Now, also we can say it's Psik Resha. Lo Nichle, I don't care about this. It's irrelevant to me. Kalach Hayad, according to him. The answer is, this sefer is really relying on the other Torah of Eliyosh. What's that? If you're not near it, I didn't do it. If I open the refrigerator, open the oven, so I did it. If I walk in front of the screen, I didn't do it. Who done it? The neighbor did it. I mean, Rabbi Yosha said it, I don't understand that Torah. Yes?
As far as the Mavir issue, any like electronic device, if it's going, especially if it's like a high powered one, if it's going for a while, like, even if its purpose is not to create heat, it eventually gets.
I don't think you're right. Too hot to touch? You're right. Fire risk.
Like,
I don't think so.
No, but I mean, like a lot of the computers have fans inside of them that are specifically.
By definition, all electricity creates heat. Electricity.
Some heat, but it has to be hot. See, hot, so let us go.
Right.
At least. Right. No, take that back. Mine has to be red hot. It's red hot, you're going to have a fire.
Right.
I can't believe it's going to be that hot. Yes, sir.
If a person walks into a room and they have like a digital thermometer that takes the temperature of the room, their body heat will naturally raise the temperature of the room.
How about it will?
So is that a problem? Because the temperature is.
So then he's going to say it's no problem because you didn't do it, you're far away from it. Island, he has died. I don't understand that far. So it seems to me you have to give one of the other antagonists, and all those other things which.
So what if you have a thermostat in
the
room with an air conditioner?
100%. Worse than the air conditioner.
It's not only
the worse than central air conditioner. Central heating. Central heating is a derisive. See, I have a shot that I'm not ready to tell
so
you.
So if
yet.
You open windows, it gets colder and the heat turns on.
I told you the shot before. I told you the shot. We've got the windows. You can't walk into the door. You walk into the floor, the front door, and then the hot burst of. Didn't I discuss this with you? Sick racial achazman, grandma, we didn't discuss it at all? Not yet? No? Okay, so we didn't get to it yet. That's going to be our main yisod going forward, to matter all these things when we get to it, is that if something is done, the offensive of sick racial, liachazman, it's called grandma and it's mut. I have a fair shilta givorim, which says so. I think without that, you can't move in this world. That's my answer. Rabbi Yosha is a different answer. I didn't do it. I'm over here and the thermostat's over there. I don't understand that. Just letting you know in advance. Rabbi Osai.
Rabbi applies his reasoning also to like a fridge? With a.
No, because you can touch it. Yeah. That's his. Rabbi Osai. The. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Let's open up that sefer. In Perek Tes, Ha'ora Nun Aleph. We discussed already the questions that Magen Avraham said that you shouldn't combine letters. There were letters all written from before Shabbos. You put on the parochas. That was yesterday. You mentioned that she yes, that did yesterday. We'll come to it a little bit later. Here's something we saw this a little bit yesterday also. Here's his follows. He writes his follows. If you have to open up some wrapping on food, don't rip the letters. We're between letters. Footnote on the We'll be in a kriya shebein shtei osiyot shel mila achas. What's the din? Shlomo Zalman says, no. Ain't lachosh. Ki kol os omedes benifra. If I write two letters, one in Tveri, one in Sipori, I'm chayav. What will happen? I wrote two letters in one place, and I moved one letter from Tavaria to Tzipori. Also not chayiv. Right? You follow what I'm saying? Bring him near one another is not chayiv. Take him apart from one another is not chayiv. Wouldn't Shemarchi ben Osir lav klumu? Ad kan. The question is, it's Shreer. What do you do with the Mogan Avram? Quote a Mishnah Brura. Also the Chaber Osios Ayin Shom. Understand the question? If the Magen Avraham passes, you're not being mechaber osios. Then why we say over here you can separate osios? Shemati meigrashas, tishani osa. The choshev can mechaber os to the klaf. When you put that letter on that little black board in front of you and in front of your shul, it's as if you're taking a letter and putting it with a pen and putting it on the klaf. You're taking an A and putting it, sticking into the board. V'chein lehepech. Shem b'chaber od mafrid osios min ha-parochas v'chein klaf. Af al hafrid osios zu mizu min nola on lesa. What does that mean? Because they're not stuck into a background. They're just near each other. What does that mean? It's unclear what exactly Rabbi Shlomo means over here. What is he saying? What's he saying? I don't understand the words. So, the Megillah Sefer is not so happy with this. I'm just going to read you what he says in his Pirush on Kosev. I keep forgetting what was Kosev. Yud Ches. So here in Yud Ches, he calls him Shlomo Zalman, says this, quotes him Ogan Avram. I'm not going to tell you, it's all say, you can look at it yourself, I don't have to go into every detail right now. The Mon Avram asked him to be the Rabbonim. Because if you look at the source, he quotes him Gittin Avchav, the Achronim, it says a right for Keret, it's Mut, not it's awesome. The answer is yeah, but it's Ke'en Ksiva, it's also only Midi Rabbonim. Okay? Fine. Nira Kekosim. So maybe this case too. But the Vart of Rav Shlomo Zalman, he explains as follows. Yisru is Masha Nosin La'osios Reka. That's called Ksiva. If they have their own Reka of Mishalahen, you can put them near each other. Me'achar the Kiev Osios Mutter Gam Kvius and Muteris. Everything that has its own background. Because you can rip through the thing. That's how we understand the Shemir Shabbos. It wasn't clear that way. But that's how we understand it. I think that's the proper Pesach of Moshe. It sounds like it's a little bit more Machmir. More Machmir. This is all in Mogad Aram, Simon Shin Mem Rabosai, Sifkot and Yud. Let's open the. Yes, sorry.
Is that a similar head different? Page number in the shul?
That's right. That was Rav Moshe and Tshuva about that. Page numbers in the shul. I'll show you Rav Moshe and Tshuva. Rav Moshe and Tshuva is where? Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. Let's take a look. Shut. Shut. Big was Moshe. Chelek Aleph. What it says? Watch. In mutu lahamed numbers, k'suvim ben niyoros miyuchoros al kolecha ben niyor acher zeh etzal zeh, yeshiyedu atzibur beizad dafim tzvich amata mechashash k'siva mechika. I think it's some shul they have it to this day. No, who has it in his shul? He davens. They have those page numbers still hanging up. Yeah, it's still hanging. Wow. Oh, I thought that was from the Amalek and Doris. Okay. Still having some shuls, good. Hanochen. Im eino mechabres os ela hamoda bi'almei mitzvah shum chashash. Even Bechibu, the Mogan Avraham, says, Osir eino din boru. The Shmos Adam says it's wrong. Rashi, yeah? Why? Bechibu, Osir Mogan Avraham. That's the Imach. Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Below Chibu Klal, Mashmash ein Mokom Lesser. The mistava shagarua mi lichta b'mash kin shein miskaimen shal koponu le rega shein miskaimen u b'chibur. Abel hocha shlo b'chub b'klal eino inyan ksiva klal. Okay, we'll leave that in for a minute. L'chein adina, let's give it to the end, the old trick. Talia. If yesh eze chibur, the kovon agabai, shayazuzim im komon, yesh lesser, kamogon avram, gentim shalem azam. If ein shum chibur, rak sheminen os etzal os, stam, he puts it, I don't know how he does it, just puts one there, they're not connected at all to each other. Ein les lomitan kosim, I'm not sure what that means, it does it. But they were three digits, right, and they roll them. Is that called a chibur, is that called not a chibur? Maybe they're three different rolls, going from one to from zero to nine. What do you say? That's chibur. That's not chibur.
That's not
chibur. You think?
I think chibur is they're all connected.
All connected. No? So then maybe in the mice, everyone agrees. At least in the case of our shuls, I'm not sure exactly what it means. But the source of this all, as we said before, is the Mogan Avraham. Let's take a look at Mogan Avraham. Mogan Avraham. Oh, here's the Mogan Avraham. Watch. What happened? Masha begin daf chav shem tochem osel shel kesef agabe beged mikri kosev mikri ksav. Carrots is exactly the other way around over there. Well, they have. I mean, I'm not going to spend too much time, but that's since they have it here anyway. I can't resist. It's right in front of me. Let's press Matzah Shekel. Mashu begin. Hitchem toast the Shabbos. Adrabe. Begin Mashu de Loavikzav. What does it say there? I'm not going to all the details. In Rikmo Alein Osios get Shechurein Oksav. Shene Kosov the Kavua. Mutal ala Beged. Shne Rosh Oksuv. This is Rashi Psha. Hey, Mashu de Ein Oksav. The carrots, not Koksav. The kids are. Others say it means it's only Midrabbonim. I'm not going to go into the details now. I just wanted to show you if you want to look up later on in your Machzor Shekel. Go back to Malan Avraham. Watch this. Okay, that's. Where are we? Oh, watch this now. Watch this, Rebosa. Kosin b'Shabbos v'ksav galochus. We saw this yesterday. De'en el shvus, de'gazu al shalahem, ot v'shalonim. Ramo said so. Omel akal lichtov al shvus to shvus. Okay? Sh'tari ed yotos, en el chosh v'ksav. What's his raya? Rebosa is right from the Mefurish Gemara. Take a look at Rebosa. The Gemara, that kuf tal, that is beis. Going on to Kofei Amin Aleph. Rabosa Siddhi Gemara. The last four lines. Tarigios Achas Chayev. Hashta Kosev Os Achas Potter. Higios Achas Chayev? What are you kidding? Last two lines. Amrav Sheshes. Amrav Maskina. Don't you Nitolo Legago Shulches? Vaso Shnei Zainin. Oh, so you took away something. You wrote two letters. Rav Amar. Don't you Nitolo Legago Shuldalit? I saw Reish. Oh. Tan and Iskavin licht of Os Achas for Olu Biodo Shtayim Chai. I but not Potter. Lokashi. Had the boys a uni? Had the low boys a uni? Zok Rashi. Had it not Potter. The boys a uni Shaddai and Trichos Roshi as Zainin. Liz Zainan Vitagin Shalahem. Shad Zainan Trichin. Trichos Gimel Ziyun and Yom and Svol and Malach and Amin and Bimanoches Shatnes gets, right? So, if you're missing the Ziyunin, you're put. The Pashup Shat and the Gemara. Back to the Mogan Avraham. He says, Ima Oz Chos Ziyun Lochon Shuk Sabin and Shabbos HaChamura Kol Shken Ocha Da Karminan Babon Ahad the Boy Ziyunin Ad Kan Hashem Tmihani! It's a Pele! Why? The Rambam calls it the Kosev Ksava V'Choloshin Chayev. I feel the Mishnei Samonius Pirshimag and Mishnah. I feel any of the oses you do is Raksimav Yamal Nunim Hafuchim. Hey, even so. End quote. For all the boys of uni, watch this now. Hainu B'Ksava Shuris. The Kozman Shalozina Lo Nigma Malachta. For Yashad B'Ksiva Daka Nami Potter. Kevin Shuhu Nilkach B'Ksava Shuris. That's our writing. When we write, you take your notes, it's somehow a corruption of Ksav Ashuris. I think. So it's a corruption of Ksav Ashuris, that's what you'd be put. I'm a Ksav Akum, which is English, not a corruption of anything. Kevish Ksav Shalahen, Lamele Yischaev, because of Beis Yosef. Git Toys Gitin Davches. We saw that. Deraisa. Okay? Fine. Adkan, this we spoke already about in Shia yesterday in Bri Halacha, in Simon Shin. Vav. We saw it already yesterday. Rabosai. The Bialacha didn't go into this part about this Ksav, what he calls over here, what do you call it again? Ksiva Daka Nami Potter. Kevin Shunukak Miksav Ashuris. Mr. Brewer left that cool out. That's a cooler. Alter Rebbe passed in this cool. Aye, wait with the Gemara, Kufayim and Aleph. No, only by a Sefer Torah. We saw it already. By a Sefer Torah. This is Makev. If you look at the Rashma and the Ritva on the Kufayim, they say the following Pshat. You wanted to make Tagin. That's pshat. You want, you plan to make, even not Sefer Torah. You plan to make tongue, you haven't done it yet. Then you're potter. Otherwise, you'd be chayv in any lashon, as long as you finished. You finished it. The end. Done. The Rama left this whole thing down. Left it out. How come? Where's the end mishpat over? Where's the aleph? Or the boys unite? Or the low boys unite? How come it's not here? No, it looks like the Rashma, the Ritva. And all it means is, if you finish it, you finish it. And you didn't, and lo neskayma machshavto. He didn't finish it. It has to be the way according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, even in the Sefer Torah, Ziyunim anat me'akev. All this comes from a Sefer called the Nesiv Chai. It's on your, on Hebrew books. Take a look, I gave up another one. But we have a list of Hebrew books. Look up the Nesiv Chai. I don't want to show.
Yeah,
look it up there. Yeah. Does it exist? Yeah, if it exists, yes, if not, not.
How do you spell it?
Nun, Saf, Yud, Vav, Ches, Yud, Yud, Mem.
Yeah,
it's on. It's on? I want to show it to you.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, Paragraph Aleph. Halacha Yud Beis. Kol ha-mechskav el-asas v'alacha v'anasas v'yosa ha-makamon ha-so chayev v'pachos mi-kamon ha-so potter. Okay? He wanted to write a whole letter, left that, and meanwhile he doesn't have the ziyunim. So he's potter. You want to get me on? Oh, it's Rechachma, let's see if I'm with him. Oh, I was thinking about Hebrew books. So you know how to get on Hebrew books? See if you can get it for me. I like everyone sees these things inside. The Mechaber took the time to write it. We have access to it. Let's read it. Okay, sorry. Okay, you have to take it from me. I'll leave you to say if you want to look at it. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff over here. This time I'll read it to you a little bit. Oh, it's a good try. A lot of Torah Shabbat Peh today. What can I do? Okay, he has this in Simon Pei Tes. What I said until now, I'm not going to repeat. You can look at it if you want. But I want to read you the next piece, which is a bigger chiddush. There's a yesod over here. He said that the Ramah allows you to close and open a sefer. Right? Why? Not mechusa maisa. Wait a minute! And if it were mechusa maisa? Let's say it were mechusa maisa. Then you would be chayav. You didn't take a pen in your hand. You didn't take a pen in your hand. You have a nefesh mechus ha-maisa, have the kosev, af al-gav shekvar osios kayamim, af ilu hachi choshev silik ha-ma'akeh v'ayadezeh kirvim telezeh, choshev maisa ksiva, ayin shom. Whoa, amazing diuk. She was right at that. But let's say I put these two letters are both in the middle of the blackboard. So I'm putter, right? One letter in the middle of this blackboard, this backboard, and right now, unless I cut it, I can't bring them near each other. Right? Good. So I write it on Shabbos. Then I'll take a knife. I'll cut this half of the blackboard off, and this half of the blackboard off, and I'll put it right next to each other. Did you be chayef? Did the Rambam said so? The Rambam didn't say so. The Rambam implies it. He says, it's not mechus ha-maisa, but if it were mechus ha-maisa, and maybe you did the maisa, you'd be chayef. That's what he claims. Wow. That's what he claims. Wow. Chiddush Nifla. So therefore, how can it be? You didn't write anything. I read you a quotation. Umucha, the Yitziras Mashmos, Nami Choshen Ksiva, the Kevan Shaosios Kfar Ksuvim, Enkan Yitziras Osios, Rakshay De Chiburim Yotze Mashmos, V'chayav, the Afim Mashmos Chibur. He's docha the raya. How's docha the raya? That's different. Hasa mairi beosios gemuros shahosif behem mashmos aydei maisa. The kev shahosios shlemos gemuros mishamochi chayev afilik shahosif rak mashmos. Mash enge mashmos levav osios gemuros umusukonis ripot. That's what he's suggesting. A chiddush gadol over here in the sefer, the Siv Chaim, Simen Pei Tes, Siv Katan Tes. I would have said, he wrote nothing. It's an inference. On this basis, he comes to the famous Yisod of Machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Open up to the Rambam right now. Oh, we had it, we were here before. Who remembers which one was Perigun Aleph? It was the first one. Ah, I got it right. Perigun Aleph, Rabosei, and Rambam. Rabosei, we're looking over here in Perigun Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam. Halacha Yud. Hakol Seif Os Kfula Pamayim. Hushem Echad Kamo, Dad, Teis, Gag, Ror, Sos, Choch, Chayef. What's common to all these two-letter words? Oop, I gave it away. The two-letter words. Bakosim, Koksav, V'choloshim, Chayef, Afilu, Mishnei, Simonis. Why? It's a mashmos. He says the Rambam requires that they should mean something. It should mean something. As opposed to two random letters. The Gemara seems to say that, does it not? Kuf, Gimel, Amud, Beis. Take a look at both sides. It's all in the Ma'amah Karkas. Kuf, Gimel, Amud, Beis. Look inside. Kuf, Gimel, Amud, Beis. Says the Gemara by the first wide lines. First word line. I feel the cost of the base osios, behem shame echot, chayel, gon sus, tais, roar, gag, chach. Okay. I'm shim, I had a tana kama. I've learned the sugi from before. The chitema, aleph, aleph, the aazercha, the aazrecha. What's the pasuk say? Aazercha, pasuk in Yeshaya. Aleph, Aleph, da zercha yike benayu. The Tana Kamasovar, Aleph, Aleph, da zercha lo mechayev. Rav Shimon says, you are chayev. Enough for the Gemara. That Aleph, Aleph is potter. Pasuk Tana Kam. That's the Rambam holds. Right? Aleph, Aleph is potter. That's why in Perikud Aleph, Alocha Yud, he only gives examples of letters. That of two-letter words, of two letters that make a word. Ay, Rabosai, this is Beferish of Mishnah, Kuf Gimel and Aleph. Hakot of Shtei Osios, maybe Shemech and Shtei Shemus. It's one, it could even repeat, yeah, Gag, Dad, that's all it means. It's limited to that. But don't trust me. Look in Bir Alach. Okay, open to the Bir Alach, please. Again, Siv Dalet, B'mashkin, that same long B'alacha, and he talks about this. Here we go. So page Kuf Tzad. Little less than halfway down this page of Bir Alacha. Kigon Aleph Aleph Beis Beis V'Chadom Aloshin Rambam Mashu the Potter. Kmo Shekos of Rambam Magi. V'Dato to Mikol Atanoyim the Brice the Mashu the Sfili the Aleph Aleph Dazreka Dazerecholom Mechayev. V'Chiyachlo Katan the Masnisin Al Kolhani when he said Shnei Shemes. Shem Echad rather. Al Korchach, Masha Omer Mastis, Ben Shem Echad, Hainu Dafka Gon Gag, Tas V'Chadomem. Upasak is Tamad Amastisin, Rabbi Gamliel. Do Rabbi, the Rabbi Yudah, Velok Rabbi Yudah? Just give me the other Ukimta. Avodas Rashi, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Varav. Dafil al Aleph, Aleph Chayav. Rif Barosh, quote the Mishnah. Bistama. They then quote this Bryce, Rabbi Yudah, Shemim Gamliel, and Shemim Gamara. They hold Aleph, Aleph is Chayav. I hate the Midas Rashi, the Cholasuga Yirim. The Sfirle, the Tanoi, the Brysa, Lo Pliga, Masis, and Klau. Kulu Sfirlu, the Miskame, Mitchila, Lichto, Beis Alpha, Chadon, Machayev. Ma, the Ami, the Potter. Hainu Davkish, and Miskame, Lichto, Mitchila, Teve, Gedola. But the Sfirlu, the after Gilsa, Torah, Achas, Meachas, the Filim, Chasa, Mikzas, Okayev. Al Kolponim, Bina, Sheba, also, Mikzas. Eze teva, kmo shidata metchila, v'chein poter al aleph av da zecha. Shem v'da teva klal, u'mikolo miskaivi machshavto. Meiridik. Shem v'patlas even in that kind of a case. Where's the Rashi? The Ramaschal es kulo. Let's take a look. Let's have to look in Rashi. Look in Rashi, Rav Mosai, alaf kul gimolam ad beis es kulo. All depends on your kavana. You following me? Aleph Aleph Da Zercha says Rashi. Shem Shteyos is Miteva Gedola. Avolo Matzino Shiteva Ktana B'chola Mikra. And therefore your potter. When are you potter? If you plan to write the entire word with all of its five letters. He stopped after two. Then you putter. But from the very beginning, you wanted to write Aleph, Aleph, you would be Chayav. You'd be Chayav. And Rashi sounds that way, Rabbi, in the Mishnah as well. In the Mishnah. Bei Mishem Echad. What Rashi said, the first Rashi Mishnah. Shtein Alfin. Bei Nishalolim. But the Gemara says, Aleph, Aleph, putter. No. Aleph, Aleph, if you plan to write the other five, the other three letters didn't get around to it. That's the pshat, Rashi. Meiridik. Meiridik. Many other Rishonim say exactly the same thing. And the Mishnah Berurah passes that way over here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Kotten Chaf Beis subsection Hey. Shteos Yos Shomarnu Lechiyuv. It's halfway down on the same page. Kufsadi. Afilu Lo Nasa Teva Yedezer. Gon Aleph Gimel v'chayotze b'zeh. V'afilu v'yishten shavas mishemechot gon tas gag chach tav v'chadome gam kein chayev. What do you mean chayev? There's chayev. V'afilu v'yadaita mitchila lichtov yoser gon titnu o gagos v'kos t'vrak shteyos yos elu mehen av'a b'kein chayev. That's what it means. But in the initial thing, he really should have said, instead of Aleph Gimel, what should he really have said to Mishnah Berurah? What should he have said? Aleph Aleph. It's a bigger chiddush, because they're two of the same. Right? We saw that apparently Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree with that. So he should have said Aleph Aleph instead of Aleph Gimel. But that's what he means. Fine. Okay. I wanted to talk about the parasha a little bit, yeah?
Is that how you might answer the Alokha Yud? It seems redundant.
He's giving all the cases where the two letters make a word.
Fula and Palmain.
Ah, okay, could be. Could be, that's a nice view. So I want to say one more thing before, I want to talk a little bit about the parasha of Shavua. But one more thing, in the Orchot Shabbos, give another Amara Mokum. We're not even finished Kosev yet. We haven't even started Mochek yet. I mean, officially, we did a Mochek a little bit. But I still want to try to at least start Tovei on Sunday. So I hope on Sunday to do three Malachs. The end of Kosev, Mochek, which is what was left over, and just start Tovei. So I'm just saying, we have to try to cover ground as best we can. I want to show Aruch HaShabbos over here in Sivkotten, Ha'or Olam Advov. He talks a little bit about what we spoke about the matzahs, which look like an oaf, which look like a dog, right? So So the Chazon Ish said something as a question what he actually meant. The dispute, what he meant. That often happens. He writes very cryptically. Cryptically. So they quoted, they asked the people who would know best what he would say in a case of those biscuits. So he says, Kostav Rav Nissen Karelitz, a nephew, a Grach Kanevsky, another nephew, Chazon Ish, Asert, if it's engraved in the cookie, it's us. So Rav Karelitz is bothered, what if you have a pill? On the pill it says, Tylenol. It doesn't say it? I think it says on the pill, right? No. What do you do now? So I got this in Karelitz. Muta levloa galula shechakukas ba'osios. Why? Eino shovo biyodo eino loa. So it just puts it right down. Uma shakadur nameis b'meyov ein ze pu'ulas mechiko. That's not considered to be a pu'ulas mechiko. Maybe he means, Rabbi Osai, maybe he means over here to look in Os in Ora Samech Vav. What's there in Samech Vav? In Samech Vav, the question is the Or Samech. If you burn a paper, it's not called Mochek. He wants to suggest that maybe the Marami Wittenberg is against that. Because the Marami Wittenberg said you're not to eat a cookie. So if this is Karel, it says no. In other words, you take the cookie and you chew it. That's a mechika gemura, like ripping paper, which has letters on it. Ein adoma l'sreifas hanir v'osios. A subtle distinction, but since he seems to be defending the Osameach, that's pashut pshat in what he said when it comes to the Tylenol pills. As well. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then we'll talk about the parsha, and then we will continue just wrapping up Siva a little bit, going through the technical stuff of Mechika, and hopefully even starting Tzoveya on Sunday, the Siyata Mishnah. Okay? Parsha Shavua Rabosai, Parsha's Lech Lecha. We come to acquaint ourselves with the founder of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu. From Avinu Rabosai, we know in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, "Basara nisyonos nisnas Avraham Avinu, v'amad v'kula." Where is the nisyon Rabosai? We're not even sure what the 10 nisyonos of Avraham Avinu were. Not pushed. Machlokes with all the apostles, we're Rashi and Pirkei Avos, Avos Rav Nosson, Rabbeinu Yonah, all of slightly different pshat. But it seems to me that we can suggest that this is already found, I believe, in Michtam Elio or other such svarim. That the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu and the nisyon of every one of us, each and every one of us, Rabbi Osai, is that we have to conquer a certain yetzer hara. Our Chaim HaKadosh writes, the wider HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the yetzer. Do we have a corporation here?
No.
Why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a yetzer hara? What's the purpose of yetzer hara? What's the purpose of yetzer hara? Or what's the purpose of the creation of mankind? So the Mesillas Hashem writes famously in I believe it's in Das Tzunos, Chok Katov Lehetiv. Hashem created us because Hashem is ultimately good, and someone who's good wants to be good to others. Hashem wants to be good to us. But the ultimate good to us is not in this world. This world is full of tzaros. The ultimate good is in the next world. But in order to deserve that ultimate good in the next world, you have to pass through this world. Says our Chaim HaKadosh, same idea. If you pass in this world, please take away my Yitzhara. He didn't pass through this world. You don't deserve any credit for passing this world without a Yitzhara. Advice, we all have Yitzharas, every one of us. And many of us were born with strong Yitzharas. We say, why did Hashem give me a strong Yitzhara? Give me a weak Yitzhara. The answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a strong Yitzhara. He wants to give you more reward. Chok HaTov Lehetiv, because Rav is being good to you. He's being so good to you, he's giving you such a shtag Yetzirah, he's giving you a tremendous reward. As that's what says in Aruch Chaim, I believe in Parshas Bereishis. Yetzadeva Adam Rav Menurav, look over there, please. And Mela, Avraham Avinu had a Yetzirah. The Tzadik Yisod Olam. Avraham Avinu was the ultimate Umatzasas levavo nema lefanecha. We say it every morning. If you look at the Svarim again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham Avinu because of his midas tovus. That's what it says. Levavo nema lefanecha. V'shamu derech Hashem ha'chastot ha'mishpah. And what was his midah? What was it? What is the midah? The one midah. The midah of Avraham Avinu. What is it? Chesed. What kind of Nisayans? It's Tzadik and Tzadik. Look at the Nisayans from both sides. Look at them. Think about it for a minute. Each and every Nisayan is to go against Midas HaChesed. We also want Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. Every one of the Nisayans against Chesed. What was the first Nisayan? Who knows what the first Nisayan was? The very first. Lech Lecha? Some say. Kibshanesh, some say. Even before that. Look at Avraham Avinu. He put Avraham Avinu in solitary. He said, 12 years, I'm that? I don't have it in front of me. I guess we have Avraham Avinu. We can try to get here. Take it, I don't have enough for time. You look there, you'll see in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, I think it's Parakei. The ten Nisyonos, they tell you what they are. It's just in some of the sources. Look at even a regular Pirkei Avos, look at all the Mepharshim. They'll tell you that kept them solitary for quite a few, quite different amounts of time, something 12 years. Rabosai, can I be a little bit not so nice? There's some people solitary. Hey, nobody could bother me. I don't have to interact, I don't have to smile at anybody. It's great. What could be better? But for Avraham Avinu, who was an Isha Chesed, his whole life was doing kindness to the people, now he's stuck, he can't talk to anybody. Nothing. Zero. Terrible test. He said, let me out of here, Nimrod. I wanna do Chesed to people. No. He withstood the test. First puzzle in the parasha. Lech lecha me'aretz me'milat me'beis avicha. Leave behind everything, including leave behind your father, your aging father. So for some people, great. I can't, I had enough of this sandwich generation. I don't want to say, well, Hashem tells me to leave, I'm leaving, it's gevaldik. My problem is Isha Chesed. He wanted to help his father, his father was getting older. Hashem says, again, against his nature. Let's go on. What else do we have in Parshas Lech Lecha? Just from memory, I don't know if any even a chumash in front of me. But what other things happened in Parshas Lech Lecha? What else happened? Who remembers? Avraham Avinu was asked to go to war. Some people, they love nothing better than wars. Mercenaries. They'll go from country to country to fight wars. Mishugoyim. Warlike people. Avraham Avinu. Ultimate Baal Chesed. To fight a war. Nachani, sorry, how to fight a war. Right? Again, I don't have all the chumash in front of me, but I'm just going, you'll fill in the blanks later. End of the parasha is Bris Mila. Bris Mila. Now, Vayera Elav Hashem Beloni Mamre. That's the first post of the next week's parasha. We're going to read it tomorrow afternoon. Why Mamre? So, well, she says, others, that Mamre was Zochem because he was the one who gave Avraham Avinu an Eitzan Mila. An Eitzan Mila? Hashem told the Mila, and he didn't Mamre. So the Mepharshim explained, Avraham was told to the Mila, what should he do? Should he do it privately? Should he do it publicly? That Hashem didn't command him. Onir and Eshkol said, privately. And they were right. Why? Avraham Avinu was ultimately a Kiruv specialist. It was his life's goal, Kiruv. And how will it be looked upon, this barbaric act of circumcision? Will that make him a better Kiruv operative or harm him? Honor and Hashem, that's going to harm you. They will look at you askance. Mamre said, no. Hashem said, do it. You need to do it in public and don't not to be ashamed about. So it would take away, as far as Avraham Avinu knew, from the Midas HaChesed of being able to help out more and more people by Kiruv. Doesn't matter, did it anyway. The truth is, the meal itself is a somewhat cruel act. Take your kid, and do mila. Wow, the Torah itself is against the mila of chesed. Go to the next week's parasha, only gets worse. He's told, send away Yishmael. Per Adam, send him away. Some people, if the Rebbe tells them send away the kid, shoo, they breathe a sigh of relief. But Avraham Avinu, the Baal Chesed, who was kind to strangers, kavachomer to his own flesh and blood, his own biological son, again, and what's the final Akedah going to most? Is the Akedah? Is there ever any desire against Chesed more than the Akedah Yitzchak? I left out a few, but I just don't have it all. I have a chumash in front of me. It goes with the rest of the sea, and in some way or other, you'll find that each and every one of the Nisyonis went against the Midas HaChesed. Look in the Netziv, in next week's Parsha, a little bit in the Ramban as well. Hello, Kim Nisa Savram. So Nisa means to lift up, and Nisa means, the Ramban calls it, to bring it in a koach ala poa. It doesn't just lift you up. It takes your potential for greatness and actualizes it. Avraham Avinu could have done this from the beginning, but now it's being actualized. He's actually doing it. And when you do it, you know, oh, Baruch Hashem, I can do it. Gives you a tremendous feeling of encouragement. At the time that the discern is upon you, you say, what? What do we say every single morning? Al tibienu lo li deni soya. Rabbi says, is that a brachal of Atollah? You always have nisyonos. But some interpret it, al tibienu lo li deni soya means, don't let us fall into the nisyon and lose and chalila li nichshol in the nisyon. I understand it. If that's the pshat, it's good. But lo li deni soya, we all have nisyonos. Maybe it means, don't bring me to a nisyon which I'm going to fail. Which I'm going to fail. It's too hard for me. We have a Mesorah that Hashem gives Nisyonos that a person has the ability to pass. Maybe too difficult for others, someone else could pass. You can. So hard. These people go through Nisyonos. So difficult. So difficult. And some don't make it. And others, they become much greater people. Unbelievable goes on. First went through an assignment, maybe an illness, his own illness in the family. Chalila, some of the family passed away. When this Jonas in personal life, Shaduchim, things don't go right, things take a long time. It's Jonas, boys your age, have these this Jonas. Someone else dumped me. Bechule. Or it gets worse. As after marriage, it gets worse. I'm not going to go into that, but you know what I'm talking about. Rechmanu litzlan. And people have children. They're blessed with children. But you know, the children can always present challenges. That's for sure. Nisyonos. Life is full of nisyonos. But never say, oi, I have so many tzaros. Never say that. Not sorrows. The nisyonos. Don't say I have problems. Say I have challenges. Challenges. Not that I have a challenge. But in this light, the challenge is custom made by the Rebbe Hashem for you. He custom made 10 nisyonos for Avraham Avinu. All against what he wanted to do chesed. You'll see in life the nisyonos that you have, you know, your first instinct, I want to do this. Not really the right thing to do. Why do you want to do it? Because that's your nature. We all have nature. Overcome it. What do you say? A person does that. Ooh. As the Siv writes there, naseless, no says. You have a desire and you're able to pass it and overcome it and do the Ratz on Hashem. You're a greater individual. An individual who's worthy. Who's worthy. Not only be a biological descendant of Avraham Avinu, but a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah says, "Mabe Talmidei Avraham Avinu, Talmidei Bilam Arush." Avraham's greatness is his Talmidim, is us. We learn from him. We learn, number one, the importance of chesed. The most important lesson, chesed Avram. We also learn that there are boundaries. There are balances. You can't do it only with chesed. Chas v'shalom. Perhaps we'll get to it perhaps next week, if we have time, discuss what happens if chesed goes overboard. Very bad consequences. But for the moment, we should all read the parsha of the many nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. Think about it. We are his descendants. We have nisyonos as well. Hashem is tailor-making them for us. It's up to us to try to rise to the occasion whenever it happens. And this chus, as I said before, will be an Am Elokei Avram, a God of a nation of the God of Avram Avinu, followers of Avram Avinu, and will be zayecha to all the brachos promised Avram Avinu and his children. Amen v'yamin. Shabbos.